This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott alongside the team from Accurate Solutions Group. That is Kirk Kinodic. That is Ethan Lane. Glad you're with us today. We talk retirement. If you have any questions, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. Hey, I really love all this tariff stuff. Hey, I really hate all this tariff stuff. You're concerned about things going on. You can always give them a call. There's no cost to chat with them. It's 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And before we get into that and really retirement, talking about the wealthy really aren't spending money like they could, are they fearful of running out of money before they run out of life? We'll talk about that in this segment as well. But I thought, Ethan, it'd be a good time for you guys to talk a little bit about your upcoming Shred Day in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're super excited for Shred Day. It's an annual event we've put on, Kurt, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Maybe six or seven even.
But it's a local outreach where we welcome the community. This could be clients. This could be anyone in the community for our annual Shred Day. We partner with a company called Out of Sight Shredding. They also partner with the Butler Blind Association. So it's for a good cause. It's spring cleaning time. Bring any statements that you'd like shredded, any documents that you'd like shredded, and we do a matching donation. So we encourage the more weight in paper that we're able to give to them to shred, the more that we match in a donation. So we encourage the public to come on out.
Yeah, it's definitely free. Bring whatever you can. One year we had a client bring over 48 banker's boxes worth of documents. And so it's never too little. It's never too much. But like Ethan had said, there's no cost to the consumer. And this is definitely, if you're listening more in the Pittsburgh area, our Butler Township location, we are literally, when you get to Evan City, we're about 8 minutes up on Route 68 headed towards Butler, very close to the Honda North dealership. So April 26th, 9 to noon.
There you go. April 26th, 9 to noon. You want to get rid of some documents safely, it's your opportunity, courtesy of Accurate Solutions Group. All right, Kurt, let's talk about the Liberation Day of about a week and a half ago. I don't know. I get what they're doing. It's just Trump, they move so fast. I think it's always crazy. And certainly I think most Americans wanted Biden to have a successful term. They want Trump to have a successful term. But the country's gotten more politicized by party, which is crazy, I think. One party does this, the other party's got to hate it. So the tariffs, where are you? I mean, his idea is reciprocal tariffs, right? You're charging us 10% to bring our stuff over there. We're going to charge you 10% or 20% or 2% or whatever. It's a reciprocal trade is what he's talking with these tariffs, but it's caused the markets to go bonkers a little bit. They're not really excited about it. A lot of people aren't really excited about it because it's causing some uncertainty. Where are you? I mean, I kind of get the idea, but at the end of the day, I don't think we know how it's going to play out. What would you say?
We don't know. And so, the markets don't like uncertainty. And what's uncertain is literally, Mark, you have half of the country or half of, you have one political party that says tariffs are going to be horrible. It's going to cause inflation. Things are going to go horribly wrong. You have the other party that says this is going to be great. Just give it some time. It's going to work out. And manufacturing is coming back and wages are going to go up and inflation is going to go down. So you don't know who to listen to. What I look at is, over the last 40 years, has this really helped us? And quite honestly, the way we've been doing things in our country for the last 40 years, if you look at statistics, you've probably known someone in your family or a friend or someone close to you that has lost a job in manufacturing because jobs were shipped overseas. What it really comes down to is you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And Trump comes in and he ran on a mandate. He told people what he was going to do. He got elected on that. And I think he has some resolve to try that because he has a firm belief it's going to work. I think it will work, but I don't know. But I think it makes sense to try something different.
And I think that's really the challenge, is nobody really knows how this will all play out. I'm kind of hoping that Trump, as a business guy, knows what he's doing. But he's making everybody nervous because Trump is one of those action first, then we'll see what happens after the fact. So it is interesting. But this is where I think, Ethan, you think about it, your clients can get a little nervous too, right? They're retired. They're maybe on a fixed income. The markets are going a little wonky. And I know typically all your clients don't have all their money sitting in the markets right now, because you've talked to them. The markets are going to go up. They're going to go down during your 20, 30 year retirement. But do you get people getting nervous about all of this?
Yeah, you know what? It's natural to get nervous, but I would honestly say we don't see quite as much nervousness as you would think, or quite as many phone calls from clients panicking about the markets. Really not a whole lot of that going on. But in our reviews with clients, certainly they're saying, well, what's your take on things? Do you think things are headed for a recession? Where do you think we're headed? And that's where we always default to the plan. Say, hey, we've got a plan in place for your income. We've got a plan in place for your investments so that they're positioned to be able to ride through a recession. I know it sounds tried and true, ride through it. But we want to invest our clients so that when a recession's happening, they don't have to make knee-jerk reactions and make sales at a loss and make things safer than, because that's the last thing you want to do. So we're reminding our clients we have a plan in place for those situations.
And if you think about it, Mark, I mean, you know, Wall Street doesn't like the uncertainty, but Wall Street and Main Street are disconnected. So a lot of the, you know, a lot of the blue-collar workers and a lot of just residents here in the United States, I think they like and appreciate what Trump's trying to do. But Wall Street short-term is controlled by emotions. And right now, whenever Trump announced those tariffs a week and a half ago, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction and it was an emotional reaction. And, people sold out. And if there's more sellers than there is buyers, prices are going to go down. Eventually, the ship's going to right itself. If you are nervous, if you're uncertain of what's taking place, if you have an advisor, you're working with a firm and they're not reaching out and communicating with you, please don't hesitate to give Ethan a call here at Accurate Solutions Group. It's 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a conversation with you. We can have a virtual meeting. You're welcome to come into the office for a vision meeting, but you need to be focused on having those communications, and emotions are real. So make sure you're able to talk to someone. 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm going to change the topic a little bit, and I'm going to go to, there was a study done that says the folks that are wealthy, and I would imagine for me, wealthy is you make over $100,000, you are super rich. But for most, it might be you've got to have $5 million to be wealthy. I don't know. The numbers, it's the same thing when, Kurt, when you guys sit down with people. You sat down with people who had $1 million or $2 million and they couldn't retire. You sat down with people who had a couple $100,000, they were good. They had pensions, Social Security. Everybody's situation is unique. How, you know, this study, and it was a report done by Fortune, and they said that many families that are wealthy are not spending very much money because they're afraid of running out of money. I don't know. I think probably if you're afraid of running out of money, you don't have a plan. That'd probably be fair to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's fair to say. And also there is something to the fact that sometimes, Mark, believe it or not, the more you have, the more you want. And because you want more, you don't think you have enough. And it's a dichotomy. It's interesting how it works, because we've retired individuals with $2-2.5-3 million, and they're afraid to take $50,000 or $60,000 a year out of that money for fear that they're going to run out of money. And a lot of this, we really get to know who our clients are through our process and the vision meeting, because that's important, and how people grew up when they were younger plays a large role of how they're going to react to certain things and how they're going to behave with money in retirement.
Ethan, in the study, you also went on to say that instead of the 4% rule, and I don't know, I've seen where the 4% rule today might be 4.8%. It might have gone up a little bit. But that was a rule that was made by William Bingham back in the 90s when the markets were great. And he had come out after that saying, you know, in the 2000s when we had a lost decade, yeah, I don't think that's going to work, that 4% rule in this situation. But what we're seeing is the wealthy are only pulling out a little over 2% of their money. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing that the wealthy are nervous. How do you see it, Ethan? Yeah. You seeing any of that?
Yeah, we definitely see that. Well, maybe one thing to take into consideration, they might be people who are debt-free. You know, maybe they've paid off their mortgage, paid off their car payments. And so the withdrawals that they're making, they just need to have a little bit of fun here and there. And maybe they don't need as substantial of withdrawals as other people who are heading into retirement with debt, like a mortgage or a car payment or credit card debt or things like that. So maybe naturally some of the wealthier people who are just good savers, they don't change that mindset. There's a lot of psychology that goes into it. They've been so used to saving and saving and saving for all these years for their retirement that it's a hard switch to flip to say, okay, now it's time to spend this money. And not only that, but it's okay to do so. You've saved enough for you based on your particular budget and spending habits. Kurt and my job a lot of times is to show those families that the math adds up. You can spend this money. It's okay to flip that switch and mentally start spending that money.
And I would think, Kurt, that that's really kind of a fun part of your job, going, look, you can take that trip. You can get that car. The math is showing you that you're going to be fine. Just trust our process. You're good. Enjoy your retirement. Don't be stressed out all the time and fearful that, boy, what if something happens? We're going to run out of money.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, whenever we are retiring someone, one of the first things we try and convey to them based on their plan and based on what their numbers look like is go ahead and treat yourself. You know, once you retire, whether it's a vacation or a cruise or, you know, maybe sometimes it's buying a car, replacing that car, but be, you know, start that process and don't overspend, you know, understand what the budget is. But if it's an affordability thing and you can afford to do it, you almost have to treat yourself because you got to change that mindset from being, like Ethan had mentioned, that accumulator, that saver, to being that spender. And it sometimes, Mark, you know, from my experience, it'll take some clients 2.5-3 years into retirement to say, hey, you know what, this is working. The plan is legitimate. Everything's going to work out. And we can actually afford to do that. But if you're used to doing something for 30 years and then you flip that switch and try something new, it takes a little bit of time to get used to it.
And we're seeing many retirees are stuck. You know, they built great savings, but are too scared to spend and because they don't want to run out of money one day. If that's you, then I want you to know that with a plan, those fears can fade away. We can help. Here's what we do. First, we evaluate your savings and how long it can actually last. Then we find potential risks like taxes and or rising costs and show you ways to avoid them. Next, we can create a plan that balances spending now with also preserving for your future. And finally, we explore ways to create extra income so you can always feel confident. You didn't work hard your whole life to live in fear during your retirement. Call 412-515-3355 for a free analysis. It costs nothing but can help provide what you need to feel confident and in control. So don't put this off. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll have a confidence in your plan. Call us at 412-515-3355.
So we're just getting started today on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. We're back with a lot more right after this. Stay with us.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
This is Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, you can find out more on their website, AccurateRadio.com, AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. You have questions? Can I retire when? Right? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Really, at the end of the day, we want to know if we retire, will I or will we be okay? We want to be able to maintain our lifestyle. That's what we want. Are you in that position? Do you know? This is your opportunity to find out by talking with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. 412-515-3355. Totally complimentary, no cost to you. 412-515-3355. You know, Ethan, we've all heard this. It's not what you make, it's what you keep that count. And it goes on to say it's less about the number of dollars you've saved and more about strategies you use with your savings. Well, at the end of the day, though, we do have to have money to be able to retire. So in a way, it's not about the, you know, I think a lot of people, it's not surprising if somebody would come in, Ethan, I'm sure you probably had this happen. Hey, Ethan, here's my 401k. I've got three of them. Here's my IRAs. Got three of them. I've got a rental house. That's my plan. Well, that's not a plan. Those are just tools that are really important in helping you make up a plan. But the 401k, IRA, and all those are just tools. They're not a plan, are they?
No, you're absolutely right. They do have the tools in their tool belt, but they have not put them together in a cohesive plan. And there comes a point in time where some of those tools are no longer appropriate, right? If you've done a really good job saving, do you need to take on more risk to keep accumulating a 7, 8, 9, 10% average rate of return? Maybe not. Other folks who are maybe playing catch up and haven't done the best job saving or getting closer to retirement really do need to take on some more risk and see their monies grow. And I heard this interesting quote just the other day. I forget who said it, but they said that bears make money, bulls make money, but pigs get slaughtered, right? So if you've done a great job saving—
That sounds like a Warren Buffett quote.
I think it was. Yeah. It came from a client, but they couldn't recall who said it, but I liked it. So and if you've done a really good job saving, there's no need to be a pig anymore, right? You don't need to average the 10% return you did when you were 20, 30, 40 accumulating wealth. You have to be efficient with what you're earning in retirement, and you have to protect yourself from a major loss or a major correction. And that's part of what we do in a retirement blueprint, help position your investments for safety, but also growth in the long term.
So Ethan, when you think about your clients at Accurate Solutions Group, over the last 8 years, how many of them have come in and it's a second opinion or a third opinion, or is it just a first opinion? They've kind of just let their 401k work gotta go. And go, you know, I'm getting close to retirement. I ought to sit down with a retirement planning team like Ethan and Kurt have at Accurate Solutions Group. I've heard them on the radio. We ought to go in and see what they have to say for us. What do you find? Do they come in with, you know, advice from stockbrokers and agents and stuff or whatever? Or are they coming in for the first time? What do you think, average-wise?
It's a good mix, but I'd say 60% right in that ballpark, or probably just the 401k investor, maybe doing it themselves, have a good job saving. And now they're starting to look for a financial advisor because they have this wealth. They're looking to retire, and they maybe haven't worked with a broker. I feel like we don't see folks that have worked with a broker for a long time quite as much anymore. And then maybe the other 40% are people coming in that are seeking a second opinion. Maybe they've been with an advisor for 10 or 15 years. Maybe they just started with an advisor a couple years ago, and they want to make sure that they're positioned properly. More people than not that we're seeing probably don't yet have a financial advisor. Maybe they're starting the interview process, looking for their right fit. Our number is 412-515-3355. Give us a call. We could set up a phone call or a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting. We're right in between Evans City and Butler, right off Route 68. We're happy to sit down and work on a retirement blueprint with you.
Ethan, are you excited about the time when Spencer, who helps us with our radio show here, when Spencer comes in and it's not a 401k he brings to the table, you say, well, where's your money? And he said, well, it's all in FanDuel.
Oh, I'm starting to see that more and more, FanDuel or Acorns or, you know, the sports betting app, or just those apps that are starting to help people buy some stocks, but they're not quite sure what they're doing.
So, Kurt, I guess you've done this for a long time. I mean, you've been in the business for quite some time. You started the company back in 1994. What are some of the signs that you see? And I imagine the signs have probably changed a little bit over that time frame. What are some signs you see that people probably really could benefit from actually having a team like Accurate Solutions Group kind of guide them through their retirement?
Well, and typically, Mark, it happens when people are just beginning to say, hey, I'm not accumulating anymore. I'm actually considering retirement, because then they really start thinking about, I have to choose healthcare. So if I'm retiring pre-65 and I'm not eligible for Medicare and a supplement, how do I bridge that gap between when I do retire? So maybe it's 56, 57, 58. We see a lot of individuals retiring or considering retirement in their late 50s versus early 60s. But then they start really trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and they start hearing about, okay, well, what am I going to do with healthcare? Do I stay on COBRA? Do I go into the Affordable Care Act? If I do I have subsidies available? And then when I hit 65, how do I choose the supplement to my Medicare? And then they start talking about income and how much income and when to file for and claim Social Security. So when you're in your late 40s, early 50s, you're not thinking about those things quite as much. But when you hit those mid-50s and late 50s and you really start thinking about retirement, then you start questioning yourself. And when you do and you don't have the answers to those things, or you don't even know what questions to ask, that's when people start thinking, maybe I really should talk to someone.
You know, we don't buy into Dave Ramsey's investment theories, but we do buy into his debt strategies, right? Get out of debt. Ethan, how important is that? You know, if somebody doesn't have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million or whatever, and they want to retire with 200 or a quarter of a million, they got Social Security, but they don't really have anything that much more. Debt probably plays a big part. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, no, it plays a really big part, especially over the last couple of years, right? Because now the interest rates attached to your debt have really come up. And previously, the years before that, folks said, well, why would I pay off my car or my house when the rate's at 2%? You know, the interest rate's so low, maybe I'll just keep paying payments like I normally would. I can fit it into my budget. But now we're back with credit card, you know, interest rates in the teens. You can't allow that to continue to accumulate for you. You have to have a game plan for how to pay off debt. That's one of the very first things that we walk through in a retirement blueprint is, what do you spend on a monthly basis? Have you ever worked through a budget form? I met with a couple just this week that was really appreciative that we had gone through the budget, because she said, well, I thought we spent this, but turns out we actually spend a couple thousand a month more than what I was thinking when I sat down and added it all up. And now we need to come up with a strategy to get them out of debt. How can we, you know, repay what you owe? And it's really important, because if you can free up an extra $500 a month, an extra $1,000 a month in your budget because you've paid off debt, you can either save that somewhere else or not spend it and leave it in your investments and allow the power of timing and compound interest to work to your benefit. So it's really important to figure out what you owe in debt and how you can get yourself paid off soon.
Or get a new set of golf clubs to really liven up your retirement. Yes. Kurt, how important is it to be realistic? And I would think, I don't know, are most people pretty realistic when they come in? Or most people think, Kurt, I don't know if I've got enough. I'm not sure I can retire. Or somebody goes, oh, yeah, there's no question. We got plenty. Which side of the fence do they typically fall on?
80, 85% of the time, they don't think they have enough or they don't know if they have enough. Very seldom have I ever had someone come in and say, hey, we're good. We know we're comfortable. We just want to be more effective and efficient and make sure everything's the way it should be. Like Ethan had mentioned, people don't realize what they're actually spending. I would say probably 90-95% of the time, people think they're spending less than what they actually are. Because when you factor in food costs today, you know, just going out to eat once a week is $100-$120 a week, and there's $500 a month. And then so there's things you're not taking into consideration, and you have to be realistic with that. And if you're listening today and you have no idea, hey, I don't know how much I'm spending right now. I don't know what I'm going to need. How do I factor in whether the healthcare costs I have to take into consideration in retirement? How much does Medicare charge me? What is a supplement and how much does it cost? Being realistic on your budget, you know, I would encourage you, if you're listening today and you have no idea where that process begins, it's called Your Retirement Blueprint. That's our process here at Accurate Solutions Group. And we are more than happy to walk you through the five key areas that we focus on: income first and foremost, then proper investment allocation planning, being efficient, tax efficient with that income in retirement, planning for healthcare costs, whether it's Medicare and supplement, whether it's long-term care, critical illness, and then legacy planning. If you have not undertaken that process, that's what we're here to do. We can answer questions for you. You're welcome to come into the office for a vision meeting. Take that first step, and it's calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So we're talking about how to make your money work for you in retirement, and how do we get into a good spot to be able to retire the way we want to retire. We're going to talk more about that when we come back with Kurt and Ethan right here on Your Retirement Blueprint, back right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to the website to learn more, AccurateRadio.com, AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Questions, concerns, boy, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Kurt, as we've said earlier, you've been doing this a long time. Started the company in 1994, and probably for the last, I don't know, two decades, it's been one of the biggest concerns, especially when you go through the dot-com bubble bursting, the Great Recession 07-09. People are like, holy cow, I'm never going to be able to retire. Then you get to 2020 and COVID, and it's like, well, I may not have any time left. I'm retiring now. So yeah, our emotions control us. But the big concern has always been outliving our money. We don't want to pass away before we run out of money. Is that still a big concern today?
Oh, yeah. I think that's still, I mean, with the people I meet with, it's still the number one concern, and it should be. You know, when you think about it, Mark, I mean, it is a blessing. We are living longer, but if we're living longer, if we're blessed with 30, 35 years in retirement, that's a third of our life, and that's a third of our life where, outside of Social Security and possibly a pension, you have to generate your own income for 30 or 35 years. That's a big, scary thing you have to think about. And there's things you can do. You know, we don't typically talk about specific products here on the show. It's more in general terms, because as a fiduciary investment advisor, we really have to know your unique circumstance and situation before we give specific recommendations. But I will say, if that is a concern for the consumer, you know, we liken building your retirement home for retirement and having a firm foundation and then having your first floor and your second floor and your roof, and the higher up that house, the higher the risk. When you start building a house, the first thing you do is you build that foundation. And so there are products that you can utilize within the foundation that's going to guarantee income for the rest of your life, regardless of how long you live. And so that's one of the things we look at. You know, we're not beholden to just Wall Street. We're not beholden to just insurance companies. We really try and determine, based on your unique circumstance, your situation, what products, what industry should we be looking to, how much income do you need coming in? And then we help you begin to put together your own blueprint for your own retirement house.
So Ethan, John Lennon was the lead singer for what group?
Wasn't it the Beatles? Now I know that.
Well, he had had a song, Beautiful Boy, that he wrote. And he says, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. We've all heard that. You know, we plan, God laughs, right? Things are going to happen. How do you see today, in today's world? I mean, there's a lot of, in the world, there's tons of challenges. Or Ukraine and Russia, Gaza and Israel. It's nuts. And then you got Iran and the Houthis. Never even heard of Houthis. That's a new term.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. And then we have an election year. I mean, there's just a lot going on. What kind of challenges do you see and want to make sure that your clients at Accurate Solutions Group really are aware of?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly working on ways to make our retirement blueprint more comprehensive, right? There's so many different areas of retirement that pop up as threats. More lately, we've been talking about taxation as a threat in the future, especially where taxes are going to go at the end of 2025, reverting to the old tax laws, the debt that we're in as a country. How do we repay that debt? One way is through increased taxation. So we're anticipating taxes going up in the future. And so that could be a threat to people who have done a really good job saving for retirement, especially if you've saved the traditional way through a tax-deferred 401k or traditional IRA. If you've done a great job saving down the road at 73 or for some of us 75, depending on your age, you're required to take required minimum distributions out, and those could be larger than you need, and they could put you in a higher tax bracket. We want to look at where you're at with your taxes now versus where you're going to be in retirement or down the road. As a disclosure, we're not CPAs, so we're not going to file your taxes or prepare your taxes. We want to look at tax-efficient strategies because future taxation could be a threat to your retirement.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening today, I mean, if you have the ability, I would write this down. We have a website. It's accurateradio.com, accurateradio.com. On that website, we have probably 12 or 15 different research papers, which you can electronically download. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But one of the areas we mentioned is taxes. And I think, Mark, we've talked so many times about this, but I'm a firm believer that taxes are on sale right now. So if you are going to be forced to take a distribution down the road, that's the IRS's distribution model following the required minimum distribution. You have to pay taxes regardless. You can either follow their model or what you may want to consider doing is coming up with your own model. Try and determine, hey, does my model make more sense than the IRS's model since you have to pay taxes regardless? And sometimes coming up with your own model is more beneficial for you. So again, it's accurateradio.com.
So Ethan, I am older than Kurt, and Kurt is throwing out that I can go to that website, accurateradio.com, and electronically download. Now, that confuses me. That makes it really complicated.
I sound like I know what I'm talking about, Mark. I really don't.
Don't I just hit a button and download?
Yes, exactly. Yep. As long as you know that website, accurateradio.com, and you go to the website, you can just click on what you're interested in learning more about. It'll download right to your computer. You can read it right from there, or your tablet, if you're on your tablet.
So you can do a PDF and you can print it out, right?
Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry about electronically downloading what extra skills I need to have.
No. You don't have to be proficient at coding. You just have to click the link.
All right, guys. Dating myself when I talk that way.
All right. So Kurt, Ethan was talking about taxes. And it's something that we seem like in the last couple of years have talked more and more about. And we know the 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act, Trump's tax law, if you will, it expires in 2025. And in 2026, the theory is we go back to the 17 rates and brackets, which means you get into the next bracket much quicker than you would today. So it takes less dollars to get to a higher tax bracket. So that is something we've been talking a lot about. And I think a lot of people love the idea of tax-free, maybe moving some money from the IRA 401k world into the Roth world. But you do have to pay taxes on that. And it's not right for everybody. But I would imagine those are conversations you have with your clients a lot.
We do. And typically, so we try and do annual reviews minimally with each and every one of our clients. And one of the things we ask them to do is bring in their previous year's tax return if they come into the office after that's been completed. Because what we will do is, you know, we'll look at their previous year's tax return, and then we'll take a look and determine, Mark, hey, what tax bracket are you in? So you have an effective rate and a marginal rate. The marginal rate is the bracket you're currently in, the highest level you're in, where your income is. But your effective rate is, what did you actually pay in federal taxes? And our job and what we're trying to do is to convey to clients, hey, if you're not maximizing the bracket you're currently in, if you're leaving some money on the table, if you could have another $20,000 that year of potentially taxable income and it's not going to throw you into the next tax bracket, and you don't need that for cash flow purposes, might we want to be considering converting that $20,000 that given year to a Roth IRA, because it's not really affecting us from a tax perspective, and now it's positioning some of those assets into that tax-free account. Now, there's a lot of do's and don'ts and ins and outs, and you know, with Roth conversions, that starts a five-year holding period on that converted amount, and there's a lot of things we need to take into consideration. So I'm not suggesting everyone should be doing Roth conversions every year. What I am suggesting is, if you haven't considered tax planning, everyone should look to determine, is this something I should be considering? 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you have questions concerning, hey, tax planning, should I be doing this? Shouldn't I be doing this? If you want an analysis completed, we're more than happy to do that. Just call us at 412-515-3355.
You know, and Ethan, you do have to pay the taxes on the money you've moved to Roth from IRAs, 401ks, for example. You have to pay the taxes on it. But then it all grows after that tax-free. So it sounds good, but as Kurt said, it's not right for everybody. There's also that two-year look back for Medicare. So if you're going to move a lot of money, you're 62, I'm retiring at 65, I'm going to start moving some of this money to get it into the Roth world. Well, it might make your Medicare premium Part B go up, but I suppose it went up by $50 a month, but you just saved $50,000, it's probably worth it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. It's not just willy-nilly, hey, let's just move some money to the Roth world.
Right, absolutely. And there can be some confusion when we're having conversations about a conversion versus a contribution, right? There's contribution limits, there's income limits to how much you can make and contribute money to a Roth IRA. When we're talking about conversions, there's no limits to how much you can convert in a given year. You just want to be strategic about it and wise about it. If you convert your whole $1 million 401k in a year, you've pushed yourself up into the very highest tax bracket, and it's probably not the wisest way to do it, but it could be just depending on your situation. But Mark, what you're mentioning is Medicare premiums are based off of your income, and there is a two-year look back for when they determine your Medicare premium. So if you did a really big conversion and you're 63 years old, well, that could come back to hit you at 65 when you file for Medicare, because they'll look at how much income you had at age 63. And before recommending any Roth conversions, we want to look at the implications it's going to have on your Medicare premiums and on your overall tax picture. And how are you going to pay the taxes on that conversion? You can pay it right from your bank account when taxes are owed, or you can withhold money for taxes at the time of the conversion. And typically, we don't prefer that method, because then there's less power in the Roth account growing tax-free. You're putting less money into the Roth. It'd be better if you can afford to pay the taxes out of your bank account come tax season. So lots of different things we need to take into consideration when doing Roth conversions.
And we definitely want to incorporate, if you have a CPA or a firm doing your tax returns, we definitely want to sort of be the quarterback, but they're on the team, because Ethan and I, we are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job is, once we come up with your retirement blueprint and we look at your cash flow needs and we determine how much income you have to draw from your money or your portfolio in retirement, our job is to try and figure out what is the most efficient way at generating that income. And then we incorporate your tax preparation and your CPA in on those conversations.
And this is just one step of your retirement blueprint. We look at income planning first and foremost. We look at investment strategies, tax-efficient strategies like the Roth conversions we were just talking about, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. And we're going to take each and every step with you through a retirement blueprint. You have to call our office. It's 412-515-3355. We can have an initial phone call to get to know you and what your situation looks like and answer questions and determine whether or not we can help. Can we put a retirement blueprint in place? This is customizable to your situation. What are your biggest concerns? How can we help you with a retirement blueprint? Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Give us a call. We can start with a phone call, Zoom meeting, in-person meeting. We'd love to have you into our office here, rated between Evans City and Butler off Route 68. Our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, Ethan, back for our final segment
right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
This is Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always go to their website to learn more, asgretire.com. And just learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, where the offices is, all of that kind of information. But they're really here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Get some clarity, get some direction into that path. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? That's really what we want to know. And it's all you have to do if you want to chat with them. It's 412-515-3355. And then, of course, we'll give you the opportunity, if you'd want to, just text the word KIT, K-I-T, 412-515-3355. There's like six different topics you can download about retirement on there, or you can just request your own one-on-one just through the website instead of calling. But if you text word KIT, 412-515-3355, one of the things you can download is a retirement income planning booklet, which retirement is a lot about income. So we're going to talk about some of the big questions that Kurt and Ethan get from their clients and their prospective clients almost all the time. And I think this will be kind of a fun, easy, I think, for you to understand, maybe. I don't know. It depends on how good Kurt and Ethan are at explaining it, I guess. But here you go. First question, and I think this is one that we all wonder about, Kurt. All right, if I retire, am I or are we going to be okay? And then you follow that up with, well, do I even have enough? How much do I need? I don't know. So am I okay? Do I have enough? How do we answer those?
Individually. And when I say that, and I'll give you some examples, but they sort of coincide with one another, because normally when someone says, hey, am I okay? What they're really talking about is, do I have enough? Am I going to be all right? Because retirement is all about cash flow. It's replacing that paycheck, you know, and we call it mailbox money, but you have to have money coming in every month because you're no longer working. And that's a big concern. It's still number one, number two, most of the time. And when I say we answer that individually, Mark, everyone's circumstance and situation is unique and different. So real quick, great example, husband and wife, they both have a pension, they both have Social Security, and with pensions and Social Security, they have $8,000 a month of net spendable income coming in, and they're okay with a smaller portion of money saved, 401k, 403b, simply because they have that income, that cash flow already solved for. Now, the opposite side of that is husband and wife retiring, they just have Social Security, and they need that $8,000 a month, and Social Security is only providing them $4,000, well, then they need a larger bucket of money to be able to retire. So we can absolutely answer that question for individuals, but that's a one-on-one circumstance.
Yeah, you know, that's the most complicated but the easiest question to answer for us. You know, I met with someone who attended one of our workshops at BC3 in Cranberry, and they came in and said, well, we really just have a couple questions for you today. And I said, oh, okay, well, let's start asking some questions. And they said, well, are we going to be okay? Do we have enough? And I'm like, well, that's the most complicated question of it all, because it's so specific to them. But through our planning process and through a retirement blueprint, that's the easiest thing for us to be able to answer. We can put that plan in place that shows, yeah, you're on the path to be okay based on what you're saving and what you have saved up. Or, you know, maybe you're going to have to work a little bit longer or save a little bit more differently in different places. But that's still the number one concern, the number one question we get all the time.
Yeah, and if you have that question, you want to sit down with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. You want to find out, do you have enough? Are you going to be okay? It's 412-515-3355. All right. Another question, Ethan, that's pretty common, and this is one, I don't know if it happens before the age of 65, like I want to retire at 62. Maybe that would be this, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this one is, I can't retire now due to healthcare costs. And we know they're not coming down anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a big hurdle for most people. There, any more people are planning their retirement date around a specific age. It's typically 65 now because of the Medicare costs. That's when you're eligible for Medicare Part A and B. And the costs are much more affordable when you're on Medicare than if you were to retire at, say, 60. You know, I meet with people that would like to retire at 60, but then don't realize how much healthcare might cost for those 5 years leading up to Medicare age. And for those people who do understand it, that's why they're starting to push back retirement to that specific age.
Yeah, and if you have to pay out of pocket, whether it's continuing your existing coverage through COBRA, which is typically 18 months that you can carry that after retirement, but that cost is sometimes prohibitive, $1,500, $1,800 a month for a couple. But don't underestimate also, because I've had the opposite happen, where I've had a couple clients retire who didn't think they could because they were eligible for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. So, Mark, same situation, retired pre-65, weren't eligible for Medicare, but remember, the Affordable Care Act is an income-based plan, not an asset-based. So you can have millions of dollars of assets saved for retirement, but whatever is showing up on your tax return is taxable income. If you're a husband and wife, a married couple, and it's below like $70,000 a year of adjusted gross income, you're eligible for subsidies. So it goes either way, the health care costs. I would encourage you, if you're listening today, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're unsure of, hey, what are my health care costs going to be? What are my options? We have a team in place. We have a healthcare specialist on our team for that specific reason. We also have a healthcare event coming up in November. You can always call us 412-515-3355 to find out those details. But don't allow that to be an overriding factor of if you can or can't retire.
Kurt, here's the next question. It comes and it says this. My neighbor said they claim Social Security as soon as they retired. Should I?
And we hear that all the time. Ethan and I could probably tell story after story after story. Maybe that's another individual circumstance, that's unique to you. So encourage everyone listening today, let us provide you a Social Security maximization analysis. Because just because your neighbor over the fence, just because your coworker tells you that this is what they did, that doesn't mean that's right for you. It might be right in your circumstance. It may not. But I will tell you that the proper timing and claiming strategy can add over your lifetime tens of thousands of dollars of benefits into your pocket. The same can happen if it's an improper strategy. And Social Security is still your number one source of fixed income in retirement. So you got to make the right decision. Social Security Administration, if you go there, they're not allowed to provide advice. They can't give you advice. They can tell you what your benefit's going to be based on certain ages, but they're not going to tell you what's best for you in your circumstance. We can do that at Accurate Solutions Group through a retirement Social Security maximization analysis, 412-515-3355. We are happy to do that.
Kurt, and to even further your point about you having to know the rules and being on top of things, you know, an example comes to mind where we had been working with a woman who came to us as a widow. And what made the most sense for her was to actually get her widow benefit, which was slightly less than her own benefit, at her full retirement age. So why would she do that? Well, that allowed her own benefit to grow 8% a year for 4 years while she waited from 66 until 70. Now, she turned 70 this year. She came in for her meeting with us, and we said, hey, you're 70 now. Did you get your increase? Did you jump on to your own benefit? And she said, oh, no, I forgot. So what she had to do was contact Social Security's office and file for her own benefit. Now, do you think if she had forgotten, do you think they were waiting on the other end of the phone to call her and tell
her? That's not their responsibility.
No, it's not.
But she took advantage of what are called delayed retirement credits, and it was a wonderful strategy that, Mark, a lot of people are just not aware that it's eligible. They're eligible for that.
Yeah, the point is you have to study and you have to learn those rules and those different options because you are in charge of your Social Security benefit, not the administration. So if that's one of your concerns, if you're not sure how to claim Social Security, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. One of the items that you'll receive is help with Social Security timing and claiming. So if you have concerns about that, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, final question of our program today. And this is one that we've done entire shows on this, but it's a kind of misunderstood, misrepresented tool in your retirement tool belt. Makes sense for some, makes sense not for everybody, but can be a great tool in your retirement tool belt, certainly. This is the question. I don't know a lot about annuities, but I hear them being talked about an awful lot. Should I have one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And question, and like you said, we could do a full show on them because you have to lay the groundwork with annuities. There's different types. There's fixed, fixed indexed, and variable annuities. It really kind of depends on what tool might be most appropriate for you. But when you hear the word annuity, oftentimes you're thinking of an income stream. That's one way that they're used as a tool for retirement. So if you need an income stream in retirement, maybe that's a tool that's appropriate for you. But then it comes down to there's three different types. There's fixed, kind of operate like a CD through the bank, only through an insurance company. You're going to take it out for a number of years and make that fixed rate that they're offering for whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then you're done with it. You can look at a fixed indexed annuity. It's going to keep your principal protected, you know, and that's backed by the strengths and claims paying ability of that insurance company. So you want to do your research there. But it'll protect your principal and it earns interest based off of an index. A lot of times it's the S&P 500. Those have caps to them because they're protecting your downside. So they're going to allow you to make maybe 7, 8, 9% when the market performs well. Those are fixed indexed. And then there's variable annuities that can pay out an income stream like all annuities, but they're going to invest in funds and those funds go up and down. So you have to understand which tool might be best for you and what's appropriate for you. We can certainly help you with that. If you text that word KIT, we have a link to all different types of information, but you can also set up a consultation either with Kurt or myself in our office or via Zoom. We're located in between Evans City and Butler, so you're welcome to come into the office. You could start with a 15-minute phone call or a Zoom meeting. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Give that number a call to begin a retirement blueprint that's customized to you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is
is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.